Missouri's 140th House seat covers the eastern portion of Christian County, including Ozark, Sparta, and Saddlebrook. Three candidates are running here: Republican incumbent Lynn Morris, Green Party candidate Robert Jabow, and Democrat Tony Smith. We catch up with Smith one afternoon as he's canvassing a district neighborhood.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Tony Smith.
Hi.
Candidate for the 140th this year. Okay. I'm out canvassing the area and kind of interviewing for the job.
Okay.
Any questions you'd like to ask? What's your concern?
140th. This is, so if you get elected, you go up to Jeff City.
He says health care for senior citizens is a top priority.
Seniors need to be taken care of. They worked hard their entire lives.
Smith says he's worried that many can't pay for their medicine or in-home health care. They're seeing costs go up for supplemental insurance, he said.
The state of Missouri turned down billions of dollars from the feds that could have been put to good use.
Smith is retired after nearly three decades in law enforcement. He said he'd bring more common sense to Missouri's safety laws.
Right now, I believe in training. If you want to carry a handgun, get your CCW license, learn how to respect law enforcement when you do get pulled over, learn what your responsibilities are going to be.
Smith says he's committed to working across party lines and feels his career in law enforcement taught him how to be diplomatic in tense situations. Running on the Democratic ticket, he says his desire and hard work ethic comes from his mother, who worked multiple jobs at one time, then spent many hours volunteering in retirement. His is a grassroots campaign, he said.
I am running on a shoestring budget. Most of my money has come in $20 to $50 checks, bake sales, fundraisers and such, and from the people and not from corporations, and that's what I'm proud of. I'm just a regular person that wants to be heard for my friends and neighbors and relatives.
The Green Party candidate in the 140th House race is Robert Jabow. He's campaigning on increased wages, better health care, and women's rights.
Previous election experience has nothing to do with representing a group of people and being a strong voice and advocate for them, which is why I'm running for the office.
A former educator and small businessman, Jabow says public education funding would also be a top priority if elected.
The state of Missouri's educational formula is flawed. It does not equally distribute money to students. It's flawed. You can't say that you send all the money to Jefferson City and it all has to come back to you if you live in the richest county in the state. It must be distributed equally.
Jabow feels Missouri should do a better job allocating its lottery funds, and he says he'd protect the environment if elected.
We have more and more of these cattle feeding operations that are putting 7,000 animals in a place where only 700 should be. They will create pollution. They will run down. They will cause problems with water supplies. I think that anybody who is going to go to Jefferson City and represent rural Missouri needs to represent the future of rural Missouri.
Nice to meet you.
The incumbent is Republican Lynn Morris, who has served 6 years in the State House. That means if reelected this year, it will be his last term due to term limits.
I'm an older gentleman that kind of got into politics late. I was on the school board of Ozark for 6 years, and I really wasn't planning on doing anything after that. And then I decided that I didn't really like the way businesses were being treated and citizens being treated, and so I decided to run for office.
He says he feels his accomplishments in office are the result of his ability to reach across the political aisle. Morris attributes his business experience and master's level education in healthcare administration as a strong background serving on House committees. If reelected, he says he'll be serving as the chair for the Health and Mental Health Committee in January.
I believe everyone should be able to afford the basic insurance plan. And that will be with pre-existing conditions, and that will be with the things that we need in health insurance. And then as people have more money, then they can buy more options, just like you buy more options on a car.
Improving the well-being of senior citizens is also a priority, he says. You can see his legislative record on our website at ksmu.org. For KSMU's Sense of Community, I'm Teresa Bettman.